So, hey you, and welcome to yet another episode of the What's Up Nairobi podcast, where we are building a community one conversation at a time. I am your host, Joe Ngotho. So this is the first, not the first episode, the first in between episodes episode, yeah? So these episodes basically are supposed to be shorter, random thoughts, ideas, or updates that are either too short to fit in an episode or maybe just a link between one episode to another. So being the very first in between episodes that I am doing on this particular podcast, it will serve as an update for a new approach for the podcast. And hopefully, as it's still an idea in execution, it will also serve as an explainer for new guests to the podcast and maybe explain what the podcast is all about and how we got here, or how I got here as a podcaster. So allow me to bore you with a little bit of history. The podcasting journey for me began around 2020, I think a little bit after COVID or during COVID. And at this time, I think I was just experimenting with my voice for whatever reason. I think a little bit of it was just idleness. I had a lot of time on my hand, nothing to do really. So for one of reason or the other, I think I got, at that particular time, I think I was exploring a lot of new applications and in the world of tech, what's coming out. I was enrolled to, I don't know what this program was called, beta. There's something of a beta program on Play Store where you get to maybe test apps before they actually do come out. And I think I had enrolled out of curiosity for some of, to be on one of those programs or some of the apps. So I was very curious of what apps were coming. And I think at that particular time, this app that I've used ever since then for recording audio, Dolby On, was just coming out. So I enrolled to test it. They were talking about how it's going to maybe be a really innovative way of recording, either for artists who are singers to record, do I call it songs or voice notes of themselves on phone, for podcasters and all that to record themselves. What the app does, it does a lot of background noise reduction or something like that. And the audio quality is quite amazing. So that's how I got myself into podcasting, to be honest. By testing out this app, I listened to myself after recording a few things that at first didn't make a lot of sense. Before that, I think I was writing. So the first idea I had was to convert the articles into podcasts. And long story short, here I am. This is my second podcast. The first podcast was called Thoughts Podcast. I changed that, I think early last year or the previous year. I started this What's Up Nairobi podcast. And I think when I switched to the What's Up Nairobi podcast, I think at first I just knew I needed a change. I needed to change from the word thoughts to something else. And on one night when I couldn't sleep, the idea of What's Up Nairobi came. I got onto Google, looked up whether there was any other for such a nice, unique, common name. I ran online to look whether there was anyone else maybe running a blog or a podcast under the same name, and quite luckily there was none. So I registered the domain, and here we are with What's Up Nairobi. And to be honest, I think the original idea was to talk about the things that happen around Nairobi, talk about, more so for the blog, write about the areas to visit around Nairobi, activities happening around Nairobi. It was basically supposed to be that. Maybe even for the podcast, talk about issues around Nairobi. But even with that idea, I think over time, having not released a lot of episodes, I was also struggling to really get to do that, you know, like for you to talk about places, you actually need to visit those places. So struggling to visit those places, for you to explore new places, you also need money. Some of these places, of course, so if you're not a big name, you can't just walk into a restaurant and say, I run a blog, I would like to expose you, can I have a meal for free? And then I will post about you on a blog that mostly my friends read. And that was not going to work. So for a very long time, more so on the podcast, I think I was really struggling to find a niche or that thing that I actually do talk about, you know. And from time to time, when I would talk about my podcast, people would ask me, what do I talk about? And I would always say, I talk about anything and everything. And this had been my slogan in my previous podcast, that is Thoughts Podcast. I would say, we talk about anything and everything. So random thoughts that come to mind, just put it on there. On the mic, if I can say that, and just have a conversation around that, yeah. But I still struggle to find that one thing that I want to talk about. Yes, I've always known and I've always said on the podcast and even on the previous podcast that I was big on conversation, that I was advocating for conversation, but that somehow never felt like a big enough cause for the podcast until recently, after doing the first episode of this year. I got this revelation, you know, and as I think it's been a period of revelation when it comes to a lot of things. And I'm thankful that part of that came in line with this podcast, and a lot of the conversations that I have been capturing online, have always, there's this one word that kept on repeating itself from time to time. It kept on repeating itself, even if it's a reel that I was watching, if it's a podcast I was listening to or watching on YouTube. The one thing that kept on calling out to me was community, 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 community. And that community, and most of the people who are talking about this community were talking about how, as human beings, as social, as we were born, we've lost that human touch. We are no longer together. We no longer interact. We no longer talk to one another. And I discovered, or I had an epiphany of, now this has to be it for my podcast. This has to be the thing that I advocate for, you know, community, community, togetherness, you know, talking, hanging around one another, addressing the things that are affecting us in our society. And how we do that is by actually building a community. And for me, community means togetherness. It means being able to share in our joys, in our sorrows, in our challenges. And for me, that is what I think and I believe I want to make this podcast to be about, the conversations that we are going to be having. And ideally, what I want to have is, for this episode, it might not be executable immediately, but in the long run, what I want to do is, I can't talk of a community when I keep also running the podcast by myself. I want to have people on, I want to have conversations with people, you know. And the idea is, if I capture something interesting that we can have a conversation around, like I have been saving reels on my phone about conversations that I feel like somebody has talked about something that I think we can have a discussion around, you know, create awareness around this particular thing. Maybe invite people, have people come on the podcast and we talk about that thing, you know. The idea is, I get to share the reel, maybe as a voice note, an audio at the beginning of the podcast, get people on board to actually share and talk about what the main theme of that audio was, and what the takeaways are, the conversations we can have, and the effects that has on us as a community, or as in our, like, what do you call it, in our quest to create a better society, to create a society whereby we can say we actually a community, to create a society where people actually talk to one another, people share, people have fun and enjoy being with one another, and much more physically, you know. Yes, the online platform is first of all what is allowing me to do this and to reach people. I want also maybe in the near future to think of how I can actually even bring people physically. Maybe the recordings for the podcast can be a reason for people to come together. We can start with 2 people, 3 people, 4 people, and maybe eventually we can see how these on its own grows to be a community, as much as we advocated for that community, because what is the best way to lead? What's the best way to advocate, if not by example? So I thought that I do this episode that is not really an episode. We can call it a mini episode, and I'll be calling it In Between Episodes, where I have episodes that are meant to get across maybe an idea, a point, or a clarification, so that I don't end up having a lot of explainers maybe at the end of an episode or at the beginning, so that the episodes actually concentrate on the message that the episodes are meant to transmit, if that makes sense at all. So basically, this is an explainer for somebody who maybe might be joining the podcast for the first time. If again, you catch us after a couple of episodes, you can always go back to this particular episode and kind of get an idea of what it is that we intend to achieve with this podcast. And so for as you join, as you become part of this community, you have an understanding of what it is that I have in mind, and what this podcast is all about. So thank you very much for being here, and I am really, really looking forward to this rebirth. I can call it a rebirth, the rebirth of this podcast. I hope that this dream that I have for this podcast and for myself as a person, as an individual, that aligns with creating a community, creating a better world, helping people interact better with one another, helping people be able to have conversations that we actually enjoy, that actually conversations that are actually beneficial to us, you know, encouraging people to talk to one another, to hang around one another, to meet people, to enjoy people's company, build a community, share and all that. I hope that as I strive towards doing that and creating a community through this podcast, as we start this journey today, at whatever point you're joining this podcast on, I hope that we will work together and we will actually make a difference. If not in somebody else's life, then make a difference in your life. If maybe you feel like you've been alone for a very long time, you've not had an opportunity to interact with people, you've not had somewhere where you feel maybe you belong, you've never had somewhere where you feel like you can actually maybe make a point or raise a point or say something and actually make a difference, I hope this podcast becomes that place for you. And I hope we evolve to be much, much more and greater things are in store for us in the future. I hope this podcast goes places, and I hope it takes you places, and above everything else, I hope it inspires you to have a conversation and inspires you to create a community wherever it is that you are.